Welcome to Land Ho, a Sea Thieves podcast. I'm your host, Michael, and with me is Brian back in the studio. What's up, Brian?
How's it going, Michael?
It's going a lot better. We got air conditioning now, so
that's good.
We got it back.
It's about time.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be sweating this week, but luckily, I think we have a lot of new info to talk about. Nothing much has changed in the game since we last published our episode last Monday night, but we did get a lot of teasers. We got a lot of info from Comic-Con. The Cursed Sails teaser trailer dropped last week, which was very cool, and honestly, I think very, very well done. I mean, very well done. But we're going to kind of go through the patch notes, developer update, talk about impressions of the teaser trailer, and then we're going to talk about as much as we could catch from the Comic-Con rare panel as well. So a lot to cover. It's going to be really good stuff. There's a lot, so hopefully we catch everything. So let's start with the patch notes 1.1.7. Something that I think a lot of Sea of Thieves nerds are going to love is that Mary Merrick is going to have more lore books across Sea of Thieves that kind of recount the stories during Hungering Deep. So nice little touch for those dedicated players. I was actually on vacation last week, so I really haven't seen any. I haven't really been able to play since maybe like a week and a half. I think that's really cool. Something that's a little bit more interesting I want to talk about is that the pennant flags, when raising a ship's flag, the accompanying pennants will no longer be equipped. So pennant flags are going to return very soon with new and improved purpose. And something, I'm not sure if I'm speculating or I read this or I dreamt this, but I remember seeing that the flags are going to be actually a mechanic in the game to help join up with other crews. Where you could share rewards and stuff like that. And I hope that's the case. What do you think about that, Brian? About the purpose?
Sounds like a really cool idea. I don't know exactly how it would work. If you raise your flag, and if you have a blue flag, I guess you would somehow encounter another ship and tell them to also raise their blue flag, and then somehow your two ships form a bigger crew, which sounds really cool, especially with the Cursed Sails update coming out. If you could have two ships or three ships fighting against random skeleton ships in the world, and sharing rewards, I think, is also a cool part of it. I think it'd be a good idea to somehow, maybe if you join up with another ship, if you could do two quests at once, so you and your crew could go on a Gold Hoarders quest, and then the other crew that you join up could do a Order of Souls quest, and you just share the rewards that way. I think that adds kind of that social mechanic that they're pushing really hard in this game, even though it's been tough to implement, at least when we've played. But yeah, it's a cool mechanic. I like the sound of it, and hopefully they implement it well, because it could definitely help improve the play style and probably help take the emptiness out of the world if you're able to just join up with other ships much easier.
Right, exactly. I think that's been a pain point for us in particular, is as a duo crew most of the time, it's a little bit tough. But at the same time, you know, and something we'll talk about later is replayability and stuff like that. But the big grip that we had was that, you know, we don't necessarily dislike this mechanic of working with other crews. I think it's actually it's very cool. It's very unique to this game. However, after the first day or two of the live campaign, it's very difficult to do that without spending hours in the game waiting and trying to find other boats and stuff like that. So, you know, so anything, any mechanic that would help alleviate this and make it easier for matchmaking or sharing rewards between crews, things like that, would be awesome. And I'm really curious to see how this is implemented. I think it's going to be implemented in the Cursed Sails update, but in the future as well. So like a skeleton fort, I wonder how that's, you know, how that could play out for something like that. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of the main patch notes. A lot of performance improvements, but we have a lot to cover, so we're gonna kind of skip over those this week. The developer update video that came along with it, some bug fixes that I want to go over quickly. Hair customization bugs are fixed. Message in the bottles have been overspawning, which is actually something Brian and I have run into a couple weeks ago. We seem to have found it at like almost every island we went to.
Yeah, we found like two at one island, I think, just sitting right next to each other, which is cool because we always joke that that's what this game does to you. Like, you go on a quest, you think you're only going to play for like an hour, hour and a half, and then you find a message in a bottle, and now you're on like another quest that takes up a whole bunch of time. And this time we found two right next to each other, and I don't think we were planning to play for like that long, and then we ended up doing these two art quests on top of these message in a bottle. So, I mean, I like that they have these things in, but definitely tone that down a bit.
Yeah, like I think we joked, like, it seems like every time we play, when we say like, hey, like, okay, I think this is gonna be like the last voyage we do, we always find a message in a bottle or like very close to the end, like the game was listening to us. So
that's how they suck you in.
Yeah, exactly. And then they increased the size of mermaid statues. I don't know why, but I guess they did that. I guess maybe it's easier to find. And then we talked about they added the Easter eggs to commemorate the Hungering Deep, and more stuff on Cursed Sails, which is the big ticket this month for Sea of Thieves. So Joni was talking about how a group of the team at Rare did a playtest of the live campaign that's going along with the Cursed Sails DLC. They think it's very special, and something that he made a point to address is that there's going to be a lot of replayability factored in due to a lot of the community feedback, something Brian and I talk about all the time, and one of the easiest solutions to like quote-unquote matchmaking or trying to make sure that if you have to find other crews and stuff like that, there's that it's not done within the first day. So they think they're trying to hope, I think what he said was like they're hoping that players are going to keep doing it every week. And he said it's going to be a 3-week campaign. I think the Hungering Deep is only 2 weeks. So I think that's interesting as well. What are your thoughts about that, Brian, about really making a point to talk about the replayability?
Well, I think that first coming out and saying that it's going to be a 3-week campaign means that they definitely have something in the works for the replayability aspect, which is obviously so easy. Just give like extra rewards each time you do it or have some sort of like threshold that you have to meet, like when you're doing the skeleton thrones or the gunpowder barrels, like you need X amount of like gunpowder kills to get your title. Just do like the same sort of thing with these campaigns to get people to keep playing it so they unlock something at the end and they feel like their time has been well spent. So that's the first thing on that. I like that they're trying to get this replayability like more of a have it be more of a factor, because as you said, like on the Hungering Deep, after the first like couple days, once people did it, the campaign wasn't that long to begin with, and once you did it, that was pretty much it. You couldn't get anything else from it. It's still a cool encounter, but there's really no reason to go back in and like help other crews, so which is obviously a huge issue for pretty much anybody who got into it late or just didn't have time to do it right away. So I like that they're making a point to do that, and hopefully with the pennant flags, that like really works together well for this event.
Yeah, I mean, I do hope that, like, and what's interesting though, Brian, is that the last two Buildrot Adventure live events encouraged replayability, right? Like the challenges, as opposed to the Thrones, were like, do this multiple times, do this multiple times, do this 50 times and things like that. So it seems like if that's a similar type of deal for this event, I'm hoping that the 3 weeks it will be worth it, or maybe something changes every week. I'm not sure, but I'm really glad they made that to be a point as well. So that personally got me very excited for this as well. So that, you know, because like with the Hungering Deep, you do it once and it's kind of over. It's cool when maybe you could do something more. It's so fun that you want to do it a bunch of times, and then maybe other help other crews and stuff like that. So I think that should be very interesting.
And hopefully it is really fun that you want to keep doing it, because I definitely would have done the Hungering Deep more than once just if we had time, and then also if we could match with other crews. And like for something like that, an easy fix would have been to like give like a different skin for like the speaking trumpet or something like that. But I like what you said, maybe they have like a rotating list of cosmetics that they're going to give away each week or something like that, or a rotating list of titles for something like that. So hopefully whatever they do turns out to be really good.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm really looking forward to that. So that was the end of the developer video from, of course, our boy Joe Neat. And now I think really, obviously, one of the biggest content pieces to drop was the Cursed Sails teaser trailer. And I believe it said that it's releasing on July 31st. So I really thought it was going to come out this week just because of the 2 week cycles, but I'm not sure if maybe they're just taking a break this next week. What are your kind of general thoughts? I mean, about the teaser, hopefully you all saw it. For those who didn't see it, I mean, I would say it's only a minute and a half, I think, but, it's just a little animation of skeletons kind of making a boat and sailing the ship underwater and stuff. It was very cool. It was very well done.
Yeah, I thought it was extremely well done, and I thought it was on par, I guess, looks-wise as the Hungering Deep trailer, but even though this one didn't really give anything away, except for the very end, I thought the whole thing was, like, exciting to watch. It kind of took me into, like, a Pirates of the Caribbean world, sort of, where I was just thinking, like, these skeletons are, like crew members who are cursed somehow, and the whole thing, like, was really well done. I thought, showing, like, the people looking out and then hiding behind barrels or jumping in their houses added to, like, some sort of suspense. And although this didn't really give anything away, it was just kind of, like, a cool little, like, cutscene to watch. It got me really excited, especially the ending where they tie the skeleton captain on, like, the mast there. And all of a sudden, when they start sailing, they go underwater. That was, like, the coolest part for me. And it gets me really excited for, like, what the Cursed Sails event is actually going to be like. If they're going to have ships and all of a sudden you see them disappear underwater and then they pop up out of the water right in front of you and start attacking you. There's a lot to be excited for and a lot to like speculate. And I just got really excited watching it. I'm definitely going to watch it again.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was very well done. And just like the Hungering Deep teaser trailer, it's not really gameplay footage. It's like, it's an animation, but, just like that one, I thought that one was very clever. I think this one was, I think that one actually had more clues for what the live campaign would be than this one. I mean, obviously we're going to fight skeleton ships, but there must be some sort of like, you know, it's gonna be a campaign. Like there's gonna have to be something, you know, something yeah. that you're gonna have to like figure out or do, just like the Hungering Deep. And I think the Hungering Deep trailer had actually even more info than this one. At the time, I didn't think that one had that much info. So I think this one is, I think we're more in the dark. All we know is skeleton ships. We're gonna have to fight them. But like, what's gonna be the mechanic to spawn them or find them? Is there a certain way we have to destroy? Like we're not really sure. So. Hopefully it's fun. I mean, and the replayability, should hopefully be great. And, you know, I'm not really sure if we're gonna have to join up with other crews, but I'm guessing they're going to double down on that for this one as well. Cause of the Hungering Deep live campaign, you had to.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this trailer was not really a trailer, gave like absolutely nothing away. We have no idea how the skeleton crews are going to work. How they're going to spawn or anything like that compared to Hungering Deep, which gave you, even though some people said it wasn't, Hungering Deep wasn't really like a teaser trailer, it gave you actually a lot of info on how like the event was going to work and all the things that you would have to go through and eventually do. And this one just gives you absolutely nothing. It was a pure like hype trailer, pure like minute and a half cutscene. But I got really excited watching it for whatever reason. It was just really well done and everything about it looked really cool. Like the scenery, the way that they had the skeletons kind of like walking up to like build their ship and then board the ship and everything. It was just a really well done trailer.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they got some fine animators over there. So, I think something that they're going to be adding, new ship type, which is the Brigantine, which is going to be, I think that was in the teaser or maybe there's just a picture of it, but, it's going to be a 3-person ship. I'm not sure if it allows 4 or if it's 2 to 3. I think it's going to be 2 to 3, not 3 to 4. It's going to have 2 sails. So I think that's going to be really interesting as well.
Yeah, change up the dynamic a little bit. Probably won't be like too crazy to sail with 2 people. Like right now, sailing a sloop with 2 people is like pretty easy. One person's on sails, one person's on the steering wheel. And I think if you have 2 people on the Brigantine, it's pretty much going to be the same. Just there's a little bit more for the second person who's on the sails to do. And I'm kind of curious how, if it's going to have like only 2 levels, if it's going to have 2 levels, like, I guess 3 levels, like the galleon does, or just 2 levels, like the sloop does. but I want to see how many cannons it actually has, because it could have 4, it could have 6, it could have 5, which could be a little weird. But I just want to see how, like, the cannon size and how that changes up, like, the combat. And also how, I guess, how it does against the wind versus going with the wind. Because right now the sloop against the wind can go faster than a galleon against the wind. But if you flip it, the galleon's going to outrace the sloop. So I want to see, like, how that dynamic changes if you're being chased in a brigantine by a galleon versus a sloop.
Yeah, no, that's definitely interesting to know. And something they did mention in the developer update video is that they're really focusing on the balancing of the whole event. And I'm not sure if that just has to do with the brigantine or the skeleton ships, but the balancing of also the brigantine and how that's going to play in with sloops and galleons as well. Because, I mean, something that's really key to know is it's really easy to evade a galleon as long as you're sailing against the wind. And that's obviously really important to know. But could a brigantine catch a sloop and not a galleon? Or like yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see. But I think it'll be really fun for us to just us in us, but also in general, is for a 2-person crew to do the brigantine, because I think the sloop is, while I think it's very efficient and very fun, I think like it'll give us more to do with just 2 people on a sloop, because it's not that hard to sail even with just 1 person on the sloop. So I think the brigantine will be nice even for a 2-person crew, as well as maybe scaring off galleons a little bit more, just because, you know, galleons almost always, I feel like just playing the game, galleons almost always go for sloops. But if a galleon sees another galleon, they're less likely to attack. So I think the brigantine will hopefully add a little bit more like balance to the game as well.
Yeah, hopefully, because right now the sloop definitely has its place in PvP combat. Like if we have stuff on board and we're in a sloop and we see a galleon approaching, it's pretty obvious we're just going to split from that situation. But if we don't have anything on board, we might as well go after the galleon just because we have nothing to lose. But if the brigantine shows some real power in these PvP battles and can really put some hurt on a galleon, like that's going to be interesting to see if brigantines can potentially chase galleons now and don't have to just back off immediately.
Right. I think it's going to be really nice. Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. I'm really curious how they're going to format, because, you know, we're so used to the galleon and the sloop after the months that we've had this game. So it'd be cool to have like just a new ship type to experience, walking around and finding a new hiding place for treasure, things like that. Just new things to figure out, new strats, and stuff like that. So that's something I'm personally really excited for, especially as a mainly a sloop player. So should be good. Now the last thing, which is a lot to talk about as well, which is Comic-Con. So Rare was at Comic-Con, which is very cool, and I'm sure they enjoyed being in San Diego. A lot of info talked about at the panel that really hasn't been discussed before, I believe. And I didn't really have a time to catch it live just because I was out of town, but I caught a lot of the most important parts of it. So I think we'll just dive right in. They actually covered a lot of Forsaken Shores, but they touched a little bit on the upcoming update, obviously, Cursed Sails. That skeleton ships are confirmed that they're going to have treasure and also a new treasure type as well. So I think that's something we kind of expected as far as like having treasure on board, which will obviously make it way more rewarding to actually take down a skeleton ship, but also a new type too. So I'll be curious to see what that is. Hopefully it adds a little bit more flavor into the game. I'm not sure if that's really a big deal, but it's cool to know that there will be treasure that's confirmed.
Yeah, I'm really curious what kind of treasure exactly, because we already have skulls, we already have treasure chests. Like, what exactly could they add? And like, maybe from the teaser trailer, like one of the skeletons as he's tying up the mast kind of like falls and breaks into a bunch of pieces, but his like skeleton crew still picks him up and puts him on board. So maybe it's some like different part of a skeleton that we can get, some like not necessarily an artifact, but more just like a part of a skeleton that we can collect and then sell to, like, I don't know, the merchant. Maybe they have like a new thing that they need.
Well, I think it's not like, I think it's like they have something that's like on board, is the impression.
Oh, like they're carrying something. It's not something
I feel like it's like that. I feel like that's earn. I feel like that's the impression I got, but obviously I could be wrong.
No, that makes sense, actually. They have some sort of thing. Maybe that ties into Forsaken Shores.
But it's something like, you know, in a skeleton fort, how like the captain drops the key, right? Like maybe there's something that like this skeleton ship also drops like that. But I got the sense that it was like just a new chest type or something like that, right? Like not like a new captain's chest, but not, you know, like something like that. Yeah. Like nothing like crazy, but just a new kind of type. So, but who knows? I'm not really sure what that means exactly, but that's my guess. But it would be cool if like maybe there's like the captain on the skeleton ship drops something special, right? That his hat or I don't know.
Yeah. Something we'll like see. That. Maybe it's something for the ship. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Definitely excited for it though. It's definitely like it's a nice little nugget that they drop and they don't give any information on it, which is kind of what they've done so far with this game. They don't give you really any clues. They just give you like a little bit of info and then leave the rest up to you, leave the rest up to our imaginations for now.
Yeah, exactly. So next thing, which is, we haven't gotten a lot of Forsaken Shores news, but so that's the DLC that's going to come in September. So just 2 months away, almost 1 month away. So there's going to be a new region, which is called Devil's Roar, which is going to be this like volcano region, like exploding lava. We're going to have to sail to the region is what they say. I don't think we're going to be able to spawn there. And then it's going to be very geologically unstable. So like there's going to be like earthquakes, you know, active volcanoes, lava, storms, things like that. So I think that's going to add like a lot to like navigating this new region. And basically this new outpost is supposed to get like a new faction, like a new trader, something like a new NPC basically. I'm not sure if it's going to be a new faction or not, but something new. And there's going to be new voyages, whatever you would define that as. So I'm hoping it's new voyage types for each of the three factions, or even a fourth faction would be really cool. But so that's sort of like the region itself. I mean, do you have any like speculation, Brian, or like what your thoughts were? Does this make you excited? Are you kind of just like whatever about it?
Well, yeah, definitely excited for it. When they released, I forget what it was, like a couple months back, I think it was artwork about the new region. It was like all red and
it was the E3. Stormy. The E3 trailer E3. Sort of had a little bit of the volcano region.
I mean, it just looked really like treacherous to sail through, which right now there's nothing that makes it difficult to sail other than like maybe encountering a galleon, but there's really nothing difficult about sailing the current world unless maybe you have to sail through a storm or something, which you can easily avoid, and they don't really come around that often. And then like the things that they have in the current world, like the Meg and the Kraken, there aren't around too much to really like make it difficult to sail. But if we're going to this region and we have to actively avoid like volcanoes or like crazy storms, or if like an earthquake creates like a huge wave that we have to like sail around, I think this just adds a little bit to like the quote unquote downtime of this game, which is sailing, which I think is really cool because that'll like occupy some of that time. If it takes 15 minutes to sail somewhere, but we're spending that 15 minutes like actively managing the ship and the resources that we have, it just adds like a new element that way instead of like versus like factions. But in terms of like the new voyages, I could see it being like some sort of like geological faction where maybe we have to go around and collect like lava rocks, or if like the lava reacts with the water somehow, we have to collect something like that. I could see it being like that, sort of like a modified version of the merchant, but obviously with like a different thing you have to collect in a cooler region that we haven't experienced yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely just excited mostly for the fact that we're going to just have a new area to explore, as well as hopefully new voyages. Like I think that would be an update that would actually really help the quality of the game, right? Like all these things that are kind of happening in the game are good for the game, add a little bit of flavor, make the sandbox better. But like new voyages, like something that's part of the core gameplay, the core mechanic, what guides you through the game, like that's going to be something that I'm looking forward to personally, and something that's going to take this game to the next level, right? Like we have a master sandbox, but we need to, and it's just getting better and better and better, and it's awesome, but like what's really going to lift this game to the next level and really make it one of the main MMO games out there is new types of quests, new voyages, things that give variety and depth into the game. So that's what's going to get those players back into the game, and players are going to retain those players who have dedicated so much time to the game. So that's something I'm really excited about. I'm not really sure what the details are, so maybe we're just speculating a little bit of like what they were mentioning, but new voyages, anything would be really awesome. And something I also talked about for Forsaken Shores that's going to be introduced is rowboats. And I think that's something we all kind of knew was going to be added to the game. It's been talked about before. It's nothing new info, but something that's really interesting that they noted is that it's going to be attachable to all ship types, which is good, but it's going to be treated more as a resource that you find in the world rather than having your ship spawning with the rowboats already. So I feel like it's finding a resource, like almost like finding a gunpowder barrel or, you know, planks maybe or something like that. So, and you're going to be able to man the oars on it and stuff like that. So what do you think about that? I think that's really interesting, personally.
Yeah, it's about time they've added rowboats. Like, it just adds like a whole new dynamic. Like, if we're being chased, if we're in a sloop being chased by a galleon and we can't necessarily outrun them or like turn around and get out of their way, we can just drop this rowboat, load off some like some chests or some skulls or whatever, and like try and make a getaway, which should definitely like add some suspense to like these battles, other than like going on like a 20-minute, 25-minute like chase where we're just trying to get away from this thing or like something like that. It's interesting that they're kind of like available in the world and you just have to find them. Like, if we're gonna have to like find it on an island, pick it up, carry it back to the ship as if it's a chest, and then like load it onto the ship somehow, we'll have to see how that like dynamic plays out. But I'm excited for the rowboats. And I just wanted to say one thing about the potential new quests. Like, everything they've added into the game so far has been like kind of disjointed. It's just like adding like the small things for you to like spend your time doing, but they haven't really contributed to like the overall game, like you said. But I hope that this Forsaken Shores update can be a turning point where like 6 months down the road, we can look back at it and say that's like the update where they really added something that changed the game and really added something to the core gameplay. And it kind of like turned, not necessarily turned around the game, but like kind of led it in the right direction to where they're starting to add like true updates that actually affect the game versus like almost like time wasters, I guess.
Right. I mean, you nailed it right there. And that's the thing. I mean, I guess with Hungering Deep, really, it didn't add very much. Like, sure, it added the Megalodon. Sure, added the trumpet, the speaking trumpet, which is cool, and the drums. But those aren't really, like, that's not really going to get people, like, back into, like, excited about the game, right? Like it's fun those couple weeks, but, like, it's not really, like, something that's, like you said, like, it's not something that's really changing the way you play the game very much. You can argue the speaking trumpet does, but, like, that's not really what's going to lift this game forward, you know? I think when it comes to like most MMO games, and I think a classic example, obviously, like, this is hard to compare to like a traditional like MMO sort of game, but obviously it's a very unique game, and I think those who enjoy the game just sort of get what the message is of Sea of Thieves, and those that don't like it, you know, kind of just, it's just not their type of game. But like, something that's going to get more people excited, including myself and you, is like something that's actually going to change and vary what we can do in the game, right? Like, you know, it's sort the magic has sort of worn off on me personally from the first like month or two I was playing this game. And something that's going to add more variety into the game, added more different types of challenges, is definitely good. So I hope they do more of this. And to be fair for Hungering Deep, right, like, they only had, I think, like a month or maybe 2 months to make that update. So this is like the Forsaken Shores update is going to be the one with the longest lead time, you know, all the way from launch to September. So it's a long time. So, you know, hopefully they do add those for every update that they add new voyage types. So like I always say, like, in a year, like, hopefully this game is way different, way better, more to do than it was at launch. But I think we've harped, I don't know. I don't know if you have any final thoughts on that tangent, but,
I mean, not really.
But I'm really excited about it. I'm personally very positive and excited about it.
Yeah, totally. It's just moving in the right direction. Like, this will be the first, hopefully the first, like, legitimate update with, like, new gameplay mechanics where we can actually do something different than, like, the main three fetch quests, as opposed to, like, Skeleton Thrones or Gunpowder Barrels, which were definitely fun. I had a lot of fun doing those, but they're not, like, meaningful updates, in a sense, that are actually going to, like, affect the game in the long run.
Exactly. So we're getting Robos, new region, just something new, right? Like, you know, besides like the traditional islands, they're all, you know, they're different, but like they're sort of a lot of the same. But like this new region, I mean, I'm not sure if they're gonna like maybe change part of the map or like just create a whole new section expanding upon the map, because I think that's something we've talked about that before. Expanding upon that map, it'd be cool, like new types of regions. So you know, with different weather, right? This is sort of like this crazy, unstable region, but like we always talk about different weather changes or like seasons and, you know, things like that. Just like Earth, you know? So just touching on some other factoids as well. So now that was, you know, a lot of the info on Cursed Sails, which is going to be at the end of July, and Forsaken Shores, which is going to be in September. And so now these are just some factoids about generally that I want to go through, which is the first microtransactions. Looks like are going to be purchasable pets, which we always knew pets are going to be in the game since around, but even I think during the betas. So we are going to get pets in microtransactionable form. You know, I personally am really excited about this. So I'm really curious how they're going to play into pets. And I think if it's really cool and if it's not, you know, overpriced, I'd be happy to throw some dollars and, you know, help support Rare. So we'll just have to see kind of what this is. I don't think they really gave us like a timetable for this, but you know, they're giving us these free updates. They need to fund the game somehow, as this is going to be like a service game. So I don't really see much of a problem, but you know, we'll see.
And I think everything I've heard about the pets, they're going to be purely cosmetic, but it'd be cool if you could purchase like a cat, and then the cat could potentially help you like find skeletons on like an Order of Souls quest or something like that, where they don't like change the game, but they help you, I guess, on your like as you're exploring the world and doing the quests, something like a little bit extra.
That'd be interesting for sure.
Like a cat or a parrot, or like a monkey or a dog or something, and they all just have like small little like extras added on.
Yeah, no, I never even thought about that. That's really cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see what the pets are going to be. Because right now, our only pets are snakes, chickens, and pigs, sort of.
yeah, sort of.
So, new ways to be competitive. Not really sure what this means. Or I'm not sure if competitive is a word they used, or just like new ways to sort of like kind of match up or like a leaderboard kind of thing. So, I think that should be really interesting. You know, it'll be interesting because I never really thought of this game as like a competitive game. So we'll just have to see how that kind of goes. Cooking, gathering is something that's being explored. I think it's something that people want. It's been talked about. I'm not really sure what that's going to add into the game. But if it's something fun to do, like something to do on the ship, sure. Like, I think that's nice. And then fishing is still being developed. I'm not sure if you're still in the camp. I'm kind of in the camp where it's like, I don't care that much about fishing, but sure, like, why not add into the game kind of thing? Like, should be cool.
Yeah. I think at this point, like, since we haven't experienced it really, it's like, I don't need it at this point. But, like, once they add it, if they ever do add it, I think it'll be something where it'll be like fun to do in your downtime. Plus, if they like combine it with cooking, where you could fish, catch a fish, cook it, and then eat it, so you have another way to regain your health, I think it'll become like a mechanic that we end up liking and using a lot. But as of right now, since it's not in the game, it's like kind of the point where, yeah, it could be cool, but I don't need it. But then once they add it, it'll be like, oh, this is awesome. How did we play before when this wasn't in the game? Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it'll be cool. It's not something I'm personally like really, really like looking forward to, but it should be cool. And then they said there's for sure going to be DLC in December. And I'm not sure if I missed this, but I don't know if they talked about it. I thought there was supposed to be 6 content drops on the roadmap this year, but maybe that's
just... Yeah, they mentioned 6.
I'm not sure if... Now I'm kind of second guessing, like, was that 6 of the first year of Sea of Thieves, or is it 6 of the calendar year? And I thought it was the calendar year, but... I'll have to, because they said winter, so maybe that counted towards like January through like this February, like, so I'm not sure. But so after Forsaken Shores, everyone really talked about what's next, but I think December it looks like there's going to be something. I guess that makes sense, because then there would have to have been updates during September, to have three more be October, November, December, like 4 months in a row. So I don't think that's really feasible. So December, that'll be cool. So obviously that'll give people who, you know, on vacation sometime, those kids on winter break, some time to play. So I think that's really cool. I'm glad that there's gonna be something after Forsaken Shores for this year. And yeah, no, December. And I gotta think the December team is the Hungering Deep team, but I think they also mentioned that there's another dev team that was in the mix, so four teams. So we'll have to see. But they're for sure gonna have a lot of lead time. So I mean, I think Chris Sales will be very good, but I think Forsaken Shores will hopefully be the first update that really, really changes the game. And I think Skeleton Ships will change sort of the pacing of the game, which is very important. But I think the voyage types is more kind of what I'm like actually interested in looking forward to as well. And it doesn't even have to be a new faction, right? It just has to be like a different type of voyage, right? Than kind of like the quote unquote fetch quest that most people describe all three voyages to be. So you know, we'll have to see. I mean, I'm very excited. I mean, this is a lot of info. It's really cool to have a lot to talk about in the game. So I mean, I'm very much looking forward to Cursed Sails. Hopefully we'll get a chance to play it on launch day. But we'll have to see. I guess next Wednesday. I'm not looking at my calendar. But I think you're out of town next week, Brian, so we'll have to see. I might have to bring in a ringer or something.
Yep.
Yeah, any final thoughts, Brian, you have?
I just hope that Cursed Sails is as cool as the trailer made it seem it was. I thought Hungering Deep lived up to the trailer, and I had fun doing that. But then Cursed Sails, obviously the trailer is not necessarily a trailer, more just a hype video. But I definitely got hyped, and we'll have to wait and see exactly how it plays out.
Yeah, I got the chills. I mean, it's very cool. They're a very talented team over there. I mean, I think they're capable of so much. So that's what always keeps me so happy and positive about Sea Thieves and the community and things like that. So, but I think that kind of wraps it up. I mean, I think this is a good juicy episode of content. So if you stuck to the end, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. If you can help us out, if you like, a free way to support the podcast is to subscribe and help rate us. Maybe tell a friend who plays in your crew. Find us anywhere, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you like listening. We're probably on it. Thank you so much for listening. You can always follow us on Twitter for live updates at LandoPod. You can email us as well. We get emails from @LandoPod@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful